Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting. The website is santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Today is, we hope, the very last day of the KSFR Fun Drive. And before anything, we want to check in the control room and see how we're doing and how close we are.
It can be the last day. It could be the last hour, as a matter of fact. We are so close to $100,000. So close. I don't have an exact number
how
right this second.
How close are we?
I don't have an exact number right this second, but well, it's within reach.
Is it within reach to get there this hour?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
My
It could be you.
It could be we.
It could be your people, your listeners, that put us over the top.
Well, let us talk about our listeners right now. Our listeners are the great supporters of Santa Fe Public Radio. And if by any chance you haven't given yet and you're waiting till the end, well, the end is here. 428-1393 is the way you give. And we have a special way to give today. You get to vote. We did this last fun drive, and we're doing it again because it's very important. You get to vote. Dogs or cats, and you vote with your dollars. $1 equals one vote. It's just like democracy. $1 equals one vote. You get to vote dog or cat, which is better. And with us to talk about dogs or cats, which is better, are Bill Hutchison from the Animal Shelter and Humane Society on behalf of dogs. Special cat advocate, Dave Stafford. Welcome, Dave.
Welcome.
Welcome to you. You can meow if you want, but and then our anonymous gato girl named Anonymous, and she is here to, as also a special cat advocate. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mary Charlotte.
So, dogs or cats, which is better? Call 428-1393 or 1-866-907-5737. That's 907-KSFR. And cast your vote. When you do that, you will be making a contribution to KSFR Public Radio. If you, for example, contribute $1,000 and devote them all to dogs, that means that dogs will get 1,000 votes. Likewise, the inferior breed, cats.
You know, Mary Charlotte, in my Santa Fe Animal Shelter shoes, I really can't advocate for one species over another.
I'm alone advocating dogs?
No, I took my shoes off. I'm just in my socks right now. But a lot of people would say that it's really not fair to force one to pick between a species, that really they both bring their own things to the table. And people who say that are stupid because dogs are obviously much better.
That is so very true. Dave Stafford.
Oh, dear. He is wearing shoes, by the way. I checked. Bill is right in the broad context of, you know, animal loving. I think that we can't really take sides one way or another. But cats have the upper edge because of their sophistication. I'd like to actually begin my advocacy with a quote from W.H. Auden. He said, "Cats are better than dogs because at day's end they bring not a rubber toy or a funky hunk of slobbery rawhide, but good conversation and thoughtful regard." And I think that pretty much says it all in one, like, little sound bite.
Where did you get that quote from Auden, Dave?
I'm glad you asked me that, Mary Charlotte.
We do a lot of Auden in my lit classes. Strangely, I've never run across that line.
Yeah, well, it came actually from a book I found in the remaindered foyer of Borders. It's Dave's big book of made-up cat quotes and statistics, which you can go over there and just pick up a copy. There's a huge stack of them.
So. I can't see his notepad. He has used proper MLA citation on that, so it seems very legitimate to me.
Yes.
Well, what interests me here is the lines of reasoning. Now, Mary Charlotte, I know that your listeners have heard you talk about your dogs probably many times on the show before, and something that I've been thinking about recently is, and I would like to hear you explain, is what is the relationship between dogs and goodness? And I want to just get a sense of your reasoning here.
Well, there's an etymological connection. Mm-hmm. So you can't spell good without the letters D-O-G.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that's it right now. I mean, with that reasoning, call 428-1393.
See, I think that that kind of reasoning is an example of what I call doggy dialectics, you know. And I think it's oversimplification, you know. It's just, it's almost crass.
You know, simplification, I think, is a good thing. We strive for a kind of Zen simplicity in all we do. In other words, the simple things that matter in life are love, food, taking a walk in the park.
Liver-flavored snacks.
Loyalty.
Loyalty,
kindness,
yes.
Generosity.
Oh,
no, wait, not generosity.
Thing, loyalty.
Being licked from top to bottom the moment you get home every single day, even if you were just out for 5 minutes.
I mean, if we want to take an etymological tack, I can think of, let's see, catatonic, not so good.
Catastrophic.
What
not
about
so
being
good.
At the doghouse?
Dogged labor. That's devoted, ongoing, pledged.
Dog-eared, doghouse.
Who
dog
turns down
tired.
A dog-eared book where you see the...
Cat's meow and cat's pajamas.
Yeah, like Dave's made-up Auden book.
Well, I have to say, cat's meow and cat's pajamas, those are pretty good ones.
So is doggerel verse.
Doggerel verse.
Well, which you are, I think, an expert at.
Oh, I don't know.
This is getting a lot meaner than I thought I would get, a lot quicker than I thought I would get.
428-1393. Vote which is better, dogs or cats. And if you can explain why one or the other is better, we will read your comment on the air during this show. 428-1393. What about just the factor of cuteness?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Because they both have those cute qualities,
they
especially
do.
When they're young. But cats really have the upper edge in that category, I think, so to speak.
If you know, I have a dog who's a Great Dane Greyhound mix, and she weighs about 100 pounds, and that size makes her more gentle. Now, I know if my orange tabby cat weighed 100 pounds, I would be lying in shredded chunks of flesh on the floor of my study.
That is something I often wonder about. I often imagine, what if my cat, who weighs 10 pounds, even weighed 20 pounds, and her head was twice the size as it is now?
It's kind of frightening.
But, you know, what I really appreciate about cats is their restraint, actually. Because of the size of their jaws, I mean, they could do a lot of damage.
They can do a lot of
they
damage.
They do. Have you ever seen a cat with a mouse?
Have you ever seen a dog with a prairie dog?
Ooh, wow, that was fast. I thought you said you were going to get stupid cat people. We're going to try fix this thing from the get-go.
Oh, no, no. We want dogs to win of their own accord. Of course.
Actually, cats did win last year, so cat lovers, please heed our call and call in with your pledge.
428-1393.
Dave's right. Cats won last year by $60, and frankly, if
by
dogs...
By $60 equals 60 votes.
If dogs don't make up this year with at least twice that, I'm going to be sorely, let me repeat that, sorely disappointed. But here, at the end of the day, here's the thing about cats and dogs. Dogs, many thousands of years ago, saw this, you know, rudimentary post-chimp species running around and said, look, you know, there's this species, they're maybe kind of getting it together, let's team up, let's work together. We can protect the outlying areas, and they'll throw us scraps of food, and this symbiotic relationship develops over thousands of years. Whereas cats are essentially little lions that usually don't try and kill us while we let them live in our home.
Well, see, you know, the real relationship between cats and humans, it's cats came to live around human beings basically because the quantity of food that humans were discarding brought in a lot of rats. And so that's why, you know, and that's what any, you know, cat biologist may tell you, actually, is that how...
Yeah, like Dave's book of cat biology.
No, this is true.
No, I hate to say actually. It, but I think she might be right. And I don't think dogs have the same anti-pestilence kind of mindset. But, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I believe it was in the 1300s where Pope Innocent actually proclaimed that cats were the embodiment of Satan, and that anybody who housed a cat during that time was declared either a heretic or a possible witch and was tried as such during the Inquisition, actually.
And you're a cat advocate?
Yeah.
Well, she's using this brilliant tactic of sort of positioning the ultra-religious fundamentalist right against cats, thereby positioning the greater part of the leader of your listenership to support cats and fighting
against
them.
Well, I think Pope Innocent was innocent of that charge.
Oh, dear.
I have news for cat lovers.
Uh-oh.
There don't seem to be any.
Now you're sick. Oh, really?
This is so sad. 428-1393.
Dogs have rocketed ahead.
Dogs have rocketed ahead. Woof, woof, woof is what I say to that. You know, the thing is, dogs and cats are both domesticated animals. On Monday, we had Alan Wiseman on the air, and he wrote a book called The World Without Us.
Yes.
And we were talking about what the fate of domesticated animals if, perchance, humans were to just vanish off the face of the earth from one day to the next. And he said, most of your domestic dogs probably wouldn't make it in the face of wolves and coyotes. They just couldn't compete with them. He said, cats would return to the wild instantly because they never really left. Your house is just another ecological niche for them. And they would, house cats would just simply survive just as they're doing now. And
yeah.
I thought, well, is that...
Because cats' attachment to humans is not based on getting a steady diet of, you know, kibble. It's based on their genuine affection and love for us. You know, they're just here temporarily. They know we're here temporarily. And when we exit, you know, they're out there with the vermin and surviving.
Well, I would concede that I think cat relationships with cats are definitely much more peer relationships than relationships with dogs are. Certainly that's the case of my cat versus my dogs. I think dogs...
What do you mean by that peer relationship?
We operate from... My dogs believe, to some extent, that that they are dependent on me, whereas my cat, as we're saying, really isn't. You know, he would be absolutely fine were he left to his own devices. But that, dog lovers, is why we really need to step up the vote and make sure that we are here for the dogs. 428-1393, 428-1393, and vote and make sure that our dogs are going to be safe when the apocalypse comes.
That's
because
right.
Because Ragnarok is on its way, my friends, and our dogs are not going to be safe without your money.
428-1393 or out of area 1-866-907-5737. That's 866-907-KSFR. I have a quotation here from the website called WhyAreDogsBetterThanCats.com. Dogs will give you unconditional love forever. Cats will make you pay for every mistake you've ever made since the day you were born.
Oh, that is so wrong.
I've never found that to be true.
In the big book of, Day's big book of cat quotes, 67%, cats are 67% more likely to forgive drunken behaviors. 37% more likely to remember your name after a prolonged absence. So, I mean, I don't know.
They don't even know their own names.
I think cats know their own names, but just decline to bow to the man.
Sometimes they share it, sometimes they don't.
See, I've discovered that the real life of cats takes place while they're asleep, actually. You know, cats spend about 16 hours a day asleep. And during their waking time, they just appear as normal animals. But when they're
asleep...
No,
during their waking time, they're contemptuous.
Because they work so hard when they're asleep,
two Del. Here.
Del, I didn't know you loved dogs that much.
I wish I could do something about this, but so far the dogs are killing the cats.
Oh,
I want to say
so
thank you to
sad.
Peter and Desiree, and thank you to Betsy so far.
Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Way to go, Betsy.
Nobody realizes that cats are really superheroes. And then, you know, so all you people who know that your cats, while they're asleep, are out in the world doing good, please put your money and get your vote out for cats this morning. Now, how many people do you know who, when burglars, intruders, and people of ill will come to your door and try to break in, how many cats will defend you?
Cat response, hey, dude, could you leave that door open so I can get out? Dog response, don't you dare touch my master's belongings.
Or my master, him or herself.
Indeed.
Is that really the voice?
Well, I usually took off with a cat myself. It is. That's how my dog talks.
Is that how your dog talks?
Usually brandishes a glowing sword as she emerges from a pool of glowing fire.
That's amazing. My dog talks like this. Do you have any more food?
Mary Charlotte, you're outing us. You gotta knock that off.
428-1393 is the number. Place your vote now, cats or dogs.
Please,
it's gotten more complicated, I'm afraid.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you say more about that?
I will. We have a sizable vote for rabbits.
I feared there would be another species.
Oh, my God.
Now
that's,
what?
That's somebody
oh,
who voted
boy.
For Ralph Nader.
That's actually
and it's eating into the cat vote.
You lagomorphic spoilers.
That's definitely third-party candidate behavior.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen. I mean, you can vote for rabbits. You can vote for exotic pets. You can vote for snakes, bearded dragon, lizards, birds, anything you want. So the question is, dogs or cats, which is better? Vote your choice. Vote your conscience.
We may need a much bigger table next year.
I would like to call in all hep cats out there, all you jazz lovers, hep cats, who are to vote for cats and this morning.
Daddy-o.
That's it.
428-1393 is the number. Place your vote, dogs or cats, which is better? I mean, when you hear the phrase, keeping the world safe for dogmocracy, what else can you do?
Absolutely. We got to stop the spread of catmunism.
I think that's the first time I've heard that phrase.
Do your dogs sleep with you, Mary Charlotte? Who wants to know?
Don't make this creepy, Mary Charlotte.
428.
Do your dogs sleep with you?
You know, I was thinking, I can't really say dogs are better than cats, but I will say this.
You can,
when
too.
When I come home and I have one of my little black rain cloud days and I have this deep permeating sorrow following me around, it is my little pug that crawls up into my lap and curls up and starts sucking the anxiety right out of me and diffusing it into the air, whereas my cat...
What part of your body does it come out of?
Out of my nose. And
that's
it's my
so
cat
gross.
Who walks by, slices my ankles, and keeps on going to the food dish.
How old is your cat, though? I mean, that sounds like young cat behavior.
He's about 4, but he really is. He's kind of a warrior cat, so he doesn't... It's not really his job to be nice. I know there are nice cats. None of them live at my house.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because cats are widely regarded as not having that empathic quality. But I have my own experience. Several years ago, I was in a deep existential funk, lying on my bed. My cat jumped on the bed, not a particularly, as most cats are, demonstrative. And he lay there in a sort of semicircle. And as I was just kind of, you know, drifting into despair, he started flicking his tail at my nose, just kind of in a ridiculous kind of whipping motion. Never done that before. And I know he was sending me the signal that, you know, everything was going to be all right, and a little vaudeville from a cat just, you know, cheered me right up. So I think that the means of cheering is more subtle. It's it's more cat-like.
Perhaps more delicate for the more refined mind.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
428-1393 is the number. Which is better, cats or dogs? Now here, I don't know what to do with this. There's a website called rightwingnews.com, and it has Fred Thompson ads and all sorts of things going on this website. They have an ad for something called the Skeptical Environmentalist Guide to Global Warming. And then they talk about some well-known cat owners, including Saddam Hussein, Adolf Hitler, Mike Tyson, and Martha Stewart.
I'm disturbed because I see some names here as I'm peeking off of Dave's list of famous dog lovers, and there seems to be a little crossover.
Yeah, there is a little. Your stats are different than
it's
mine.
From,
famous
it's from
dog
the,
lovers.
It's from the incredibly
Genghis Khan,
well-known...
Adolf Hitler, George Bush, and Larry King.
Mm.
Famous cat lovers, Audrey Hepburn, Mr. Rogers, Hank Aaron, and the Dalai Lama.
And T.S. Eliot, of course.
T.S. Eliot.
Well, I think
Johnny Cash had a dog. Elvis Presley had a dog. Hank Williams had a dog. You can't travel with a cat in
the
country.
We have a cat, ladies and gentlemen.
We have a cat.
We have one cat.
428-1393.
Sunshine.
Thank you, Sunshine.
Sunshine.
I know whose cat that is.
I know you do. And we also have a contribution from Milk and Honey as well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Now, how many...
Get the phone with the extra big numbers.
Milk and Honey are my dogs who seem to have opposable thumbs because they do make quite a lot of phone calls, including stealing my credit cards out of my wallet and ordering pizza. That has happened on more than one occasion. 428-1393 is the number to call. We have cat votes. We have dog votes. We have a rabbit vote. Place your vote.
Couple of thank yous, Mary Charlotte, real quick. Christina
yes.
Davila.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Jason Roberts. Thank you, Jason, very
thank
much.
Thank you.
Were those dog or cat lovers?
That's what we want to know. Dog, Dal, or cat?
Those were dog.
As they ought to have been.
Those are dog.
As they ought to have been.
Here's an open message to my dogs at home. Chloe, Ludo, if you're up and awake, please don't embarrass me. Milk and Honey donated. You guys need to step up, too.
Milk and Honey they're very good and very generous dogs. But I have to say, and I'm not turning over into the cat advocate population, but long before I was allergic to cats, and actually long before I moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico, I lived in a house with a bunch of housemates, and one of them had a cat named Taos. And if this cat had been a human being, it would have been a nightclub bouncer. That cat was mean. It would sit on the landing and swat everybody who went by, especially the other cute little cat named Moxie who lived in the house. And that it was just a mean cat. And one day I was sick. I had the flu. I stayed home from work. And the cat sat and watched me and purred at me all day long. It was the only day she was nice to me ever.
I was getting worried when you first started saying that, and I'll tell you why. And then I'll tell you why I changed back out of my worry back into a solid state of comfort in the position I've adopted for today.
Solid state.
As you said that, I thought, this is disturbing because both Mary Charlotte and I are finding ways to concede that cats have some really superb qualities here and there. And then I realized what it is. It's the diplomatic nature of dogs.
Oh, gosh.
Dogs can find that ground where they can reach everybody. I can see why Genghis Khan had a dog, because a dog is the only thing that can get in and crack that ice-cold, brutal heart.
Cat advocates?
I hear a lot of silence. I don't even hear any purring.
Let's talk for a moment, if we could, about the strange obsession dog lovers have with creating mixes and matches like the airdoodle, the cockapoo, and the puggle. Now, come on.
What's a puggle?
A puggle is a beagle and a poodle.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I have to
now
say
you think
from
of,
the...
Oh, you think it'd have a pug in it.
From the dog standpoint, there are those dog lovers among us who find that, I mean, I'll be honest, just a little bit reprehensible. But I will say, have you ever seen a Himalayan cat? I mean, it's got a better name than a puggle, but it's definitely got the same squashed-in face.
It's got a real smushy face.
They're very, oh,
you know
very
what?
Cute.
They're all, well, I knew a cat named... Actually, in my karma as the keeper of other people's geriatric pets, I cared for a Himalayan cat named Baby, who's slept approximately 23 and a half hours a day, and the rest of the time went outside and came back in, and it had the smushiest smushy face that I've ever seen.
Hairless cats, although hairless
dogs. Well, there's
dogs.
Hairless dogs, too.
Mary Charlotte, you gotta stop it. You're really screwing up our deal here.
4281393, cats or dogs, which is better? If we finish the fun drive this hour, that'll be it. We will go back to our regular programming.
Mary Charlotte, before, I was trying to give you an opportunity to sing your cat dog doodle there.
I don't know if I'm ready to sing the song that I sing to my dogs
dog
on
doodle?
The air. I have a reputation to uphold here on KSFR 101.1 FM, Santa Fe Public
it's
Radio.
It's time to cast that reputation to the winds and sing the dog doodle song.
Have you ever seen the instruction sheet called How to Give a Cat a Pill?
Yes. It's usually an instruction sheet covered with blood and spittle.
Here are some of the instructions on the instruction sheet on how to give a cat a pill. Pick up the cat and cradle it in the crook of your left arm as if holding a baby. Position right forefinger and thumb on either side of the cat's mouth and gently apply pressure to the cheeks while holding the pill in right hand. As cat opens mouth, pop pill in mouth. Allow cat to close mouth and swallow. Retrieve pill from floor and cat from under chair. Cradle cat in left arm and repeat process. Retrieve cat from bedroom and throw soggy pill away. Take a new pill from the wrap. Cradle cat in left arm, holding rear paws tightly with left hand. Force jaws open and push pill to the back of mouth with right forefinger. Hold mouth shut for a count of 10. Retrieve pill from goldfish bowl and cat from top of wardrobe.
Hey, cats are starting to catch up.
Oh, boy. They're waking up.
Yep.
You can't spell catch up without cat.
That's true. Cats,
you know, you drive me crazy.
4281393. What's going on in dog land?
I missed that.
What's going on? What is the vote count so far?
Dogs are still ahead, but cats are nipping at their tails now.
Well, that's because cat people wake up slower and they're slower to open their wallets. But Once they do, the generosity flows like a great river.
I'm looking forward to it.
Flows like a hairball
like
onto
a
the cold
stream.
Tile of your floor.
And cat people are a little bit slightly more contemplative than dog people.
That's true.
So
they're a little hesitant.
Think it through more thoroughly,
yeah.
Actually.
Cat people are saying, shall I donate $200 or $300? Whereas I fear the dog people may have now been distracted by a shiny quarter on the floor.
Kneel on floor with cat wedged firmly between knees. Holding front and rear paws, ignore low growls emitted by cat. Get spouse to hold cat's head firmly with one hand.
To me, this sounds like cat abuse, Mary Charlotte.
While forcing wooden ruler into mouth, drop pill and ruler down cat's throat vigorously.
These must have been dog lovers who wrote this.
Actually, I have done that before, all of those things.
Retrieving
the pill from under the bed.
Retrieve cat from curtain rail. Get another pill from foil wrap. Make a note to buy new ruler and repair curtains. Carefully sweep shattered figurines from the hearth and set aside for gluing later.
Here's a quote. A quote on behalf of cats from a donor, Shirley Taylor. Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you very much.
I think I know Shirley.
Shirley says, there are two means of refuge from the miseries of life, music and cats.
Oh.
But that's not her quote.
No.
Albert Schweitzer said that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
the big book
terrific.
Of made-up cat quotes.
Cats are humanitarians.
One of my favorite dog and cat quotes, which is, I think, fair to both of them, says something to the effect of, cats are poetry, dogs are prose. And certainly for you literati out there, you can cast your vote for prose or poetry in their cat and dog embodiment today as well.
4281393 is the way you do it. Hey, let's go to dogquotes.com.
I will say that having done a little pre-research before I gave up because there was good smells of something cooking in the kitchen... I'll say that the dog websites and the cat websites I've looked at are really pretty much all created by people who are completely insane, because you really don't want to have the kind of music or animated cartoons and whatnot and the flowers and the, oh, it's miserable, on dog and cat quote pages. But I will say that when you get away from the insane people who have only a pet and a computer in their lives, it's clear that the devotion inspired...
Are you talking to me?
I'm just talking, Mary Charlotte. I'm not pointing fingers here, because it's the radio and it wouldn't do any good. But the devotion inspired by both species is pretty intense. And KSFR provides regularly a platform for us to talk about animal issues in this community, which is a very real thing that a lot of us care about. So if animal issues are important to you and public radio is important to you to provide a platform to talk about those things, then this is the day that you have to do it. This is the day you have to call in 428-1393 and give the station some money. This has always been an animal-friendly station, and it's your job to keep it that way.
428-1393 is the number. We're actually going to take a little break right now and hear from some of our beloved underwriters. And during this time of the KSFR Fun Drive, we want to let you know that when you hear our underwriters' messages, if and when you patronize those underwriters, tell them you heard about it on KSFR. Let's take a break right now. We're being joined by special Cat Advocates Anonymous from the Gatto Girls. With a purr in the middle.
Girls.
And Dave Stafford, special cat advocate, and dog advocate when his shoes are not on, Bill Hutchison, who is otherwise when his shoes are on, from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. We'll be right back.
Let me just tell you that dogs are leading cats now by $240.
Oh, my goodness. $240 equals 240 votes in the democracy in which we live. 428-1393. And wake up, everybody, dog lovers, cat lovers, cast your vote. This is the KSFR Fun Drive. We want to finish it on this show. Are we close, Dal Dearman?
It's entirely possible that we'll finish it
before
9 o'clock.
In the next 23 minutes that we have remaining in this show. Let's take a little break. We'll be right back.
She is. I think she's
here. We are here on KSFR with dog and cat advocates caught with their tails just flipping around in the air.
We were admiring the pictures of the animals from the shelter in the newspaper today, so it was for a worthy cause. We were just saying, look at how pretty the animals are.
Hey, did you ever hear about some of those, we were talking about cockapoos and puggerdoodles or whatever they're called. Have you ever heard of that combination between a pointer and a setter? It's a Christmas pet called a poinsettor.
Okay, I want to tell my bi-species joke. So this guy walks into the vet's office with his cat, who's all right, you know, seems to be doing okay. But he says to the veterinarian, I need you to take a look at my cat. Veterinarian comes in, takes a look at the cat, says, I really can't see anything wrong with your cat. Says, I don't really agree. I think there's something awry. I'm going to need a second opinion. He says, okay, let me go out and get another doctor. So he leaves, and he comes back with a Labrador, and the Labrador walks around the cat, sniffs at the cat, gives kind of an okay look, and walks out. Says the Labrador says that your cat is fine, too. Says, well, I'm going to need another opinion. Do you have a cat doctor? So the cat comes in. Cat walks up to the other cat, sniffs him, flicks his tail a couple of times, gives the all's okay look, and heads out. So the fella says, all right, I guess my cat's okay. So he goes to the counter to settle up with the veterinarian's office, and the bill is for $325. And he says, $325? That's just incredible. I really can't see paying that much. You didn't do anything. What is all this for? Well, the veterinarian's person says, well, it's $25 for the office visit, $150 for the lab test, and $150 for the CAT scan.
Okay, so a guy sees an ad in the paper that says, talking dog, $10, and gives the address. So he goes up to this address, and there's a dog sitting on the porch. And he says, you the talking dog? Dog says, yep. He says, well, gosh, you know, tell me about yourself. He goes, well, my talents were discovered pretty early, and so I was recruited by the military, and I ended up in military intelligence, and I was actually quite active during the nuclear disarmament movement because and non-proliferation treaty and all of that, because I was able to work as a spy, essentially, for the CIA, and nobody in the in the Soviet Union or the Russians or any of these people in the former Soviet republics had any idea that there was a dog, you know, that this dog could understand what was going on. So I did a lot of spying, and then it got pretty strenuous. So I moved back here to town, got married, had some puppies, and, you know, do some police work, airport security occasionally, but I've sort of been taking it easy. The guy says, well, that's incredible. That's an amazing story. And he knocks on the door, and the guy says, well, this dog, you're only selling him for $10? He goes, yep, $10. You want him? He goes, well, I mean, he's an incredible dog. You just told me all these things. He goes, you tell you all those stories about the CIA, the police, and everything. He goes, well, yeah. He goes, that dog's such a liar. 428-1393. Cast your vote. Cats or dogs?
You know, I've heard those stories before, and I don't know if that dog was really a liar, but one thing that story has to show about dogs is that they're really embedded. I mean, that's their nature. The dogs will embed themselves. They'll give you the story you want, where cats remain independent.
That's true.
The true nature of independent journalism is independent, just like an independent cat. It goes after the truth. It doesn't give you what you want to hear. It gives you what's necessary and what's honest. Exactly.
Well, I think it's good that my dog's in bed.
More private life stories from Mary Charlotte.
428-1393. Cast your vote, dogs or cats. Let's end the fun drive. We are very, very close to ending the fun drive. We want to end it in this hour.
Hey, we have some help doing it, and we have some help defending cats from a caller from Boulder, Colorado, who weighed in. I had mentioned the disparity, the financial disparity between dogs and cats. That has now been adjusted so that cats are in the lead at the moment.
They're in the lead?
Yep.
Look
incredible.
At that. Reaching out from Boulder,
thank you,
Colorado.
Mr. Boulder.
Mr. or Ms. Boulder.
Mr. or Ms. Boulder's cats are named Shoot and Pardner.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
428-1393, dog people.
Thank you, Pardner.
Call in quickly. It is getting to be an emergency for dogmocracy.
Oh, cats
is so
are ahead.
Typical of cat lovers to come in at the finish line and clean up. So let's put us over the edge just a little bit more, please, cat lovers.
428-1393 or out of area 1-866-907-KSFR. That's 866-907-5737. You know what you call a mix between a deerhound and a terrier? A derriere?
You know, let me flip out some non-fictional statistics here that I was just thinking of from the shelter. Over the last 2 years, our intake during the cooler months, when cats normally will stop breeding, has risen about 250%, which is why we had to have our big fancy cat week and do all the spays and neuters last week. Now, we have a dog overpopulation and a cat overpopulation program problem here in Santa Fe.
We have a dog overpopulation program.
This thing is breaking wide open, I got to tell you.
What's happening?
Another long-distance call. They're on the phone now, and it's another cat contribution.
Oh, unbelievable. The pain.
But it is cats' unchecked breeding that is the bigger problem than dogs. Cats have no self-control. They are guided completely by that lusty impulse in themselves and just cannot stop. Now, let me ask you.
They're promiscuous.
Do we want to embrace? Do we want to embrace that lack of self-control, or do we want to be part of something special the way dogs are?
That's
I don't know
right.
what that is, but it really sounded good when it came out of my mouth.
They talk about, dogs really talk about and act out being in a committed relationship.
That's very true. That's very true. They're about partnership, developing the relationship, deepening the relationship over the years.
Loyalty.
Yes.
Loyalty. Oof. Boy, is that overrated. I mean, look, President Bush values loyalty above everything else, and he's a dog lover, of course.
So is Kennedy.
4281393. Well, I think to talk about that committed relationship sort of in the, not necessarily religious context, but in the context of what we're all really looking for in our lives. Do you just want to jump from one feral cat to another? Or do you want to stay with one kind master who will love you forever?
I was with my cat for 17 years. I mean, that, you know.
Yeah, but he would have left you in a heartbeat.
Oh, are you kidding me? He couldn't survive without me.
Are you kidding?
Well,
they return to nature instantaneously.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, cats truly understand the phenomena of impermanence.
I have a fear that the dog people are not going to be able to catch up.
Yes, yes.
Listen, dog people, I want to get serious with you now.
We got a cat call from Chicago.
A cat call?
This is crazy.
This is not right. Dog people, you know the deal. I mean, really, we're all sitting around this table and we're split 50-50. But the flat-out, honest truth is that dogs are better than cats. They may edge them out only slightly. But really, all four of us here, whether we're willing to admit it or not, know that dogs are a little bit better. If you do not demonstrate that today with your money...
It's sure not what the money's saying right now.
Yeah.
I'm not down with this.
Well,
dog
you know,
people.
I think one of the things that's clear from who's contributing is that Santa Fe is a dog town, and everywhere else is Catville. I mean, and they're calling in like crazy.
Santa Fe, this is your radio station.
I think there are many cat lovers, in Santa Fe. I just, like you said before, I don't
think
they've gone up yet, or they're meditating.
Beyond the two of you?
I don't think cat people can have quite the deep pockets. I think that there are these out-of-town cat people, you know, it's all really nice and good. And
we'll see.
Probably, I really think these large donations are coming from dog people who feel bad for cats. Because that's the way dog people are. They're empathic toward the needs of others. And I can see when cats are running short that dog people really step up as fake cat people. And dog people, I really appreciate
Partner
you doing that.
Partner is a cat in Boulder who contributed.
Partner says he's a cat in Boulder, but I don't see any cat in front of me here to verify
that.
Well,
you know, I mean, really, it's kind of like foreign money coming in to screw with local politics.
It's true.
Come on in, foreign money.
I don't like this sort of extra-national lobbying that's going on here.
Do you have listeners in Chicago?
We're getting one dog call for every three cat calls.
4281393. Dog
lovers
people
are coming alive.
The cat network is strong.
Oh, man.
You know, my cats are in a band. My cats, you know, they're very, very musical. Their band is called Las Gatitas del Norte.
Oh, really?
Yes. They play a variety of norteño music, but on occasion they substitute the accordion with a sitar, because one of my cats is from India.
Is that right?
That's correct. And they've got fans all across the United States.
Apparently, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you something. Before we went on this show, you were the one who was saying, I'm not sure I can really advocate for cats because they don't poop where I want them to.
I didn't say poop.
Oh.
I said pee.
And I will say,
that's even worse. It's easier to clean up cat poop than cat pee.
There is a whole band of mariachi wawas that tour Santa Fe as well. So I really don't think it's just a cat. The musical thing is just a cat thing. The mariachi wawas are really unbelievable.
Well, I think Las Gatitas are going to be appearing with them soon. That's what I understand.
I wonder which one's going to open, which one's going to headline. I would hesitate to make that guess here.
I think the Maya Chihuahuas are going to definitely headline because they're dogs. Yeah, and they can say ay 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 a lot better than cats
that's
can.
That's true. It is inbred, although that's probably overly true with Chihuahuas.
4281393. Dog lovers, step it up right now.
I'm disappointed. This is if cats take this, that is two simultaneous times they've taken it.
The phone room has never been busier.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think that the people there all work for Diebold.
You know, it's true that that the military-industrial complex, those who work in it, tend to own cats 78% more often than they own dogs.
The slander is coming in thick and fast, cat lovers. Don't take it. Just keep calling.
The chairman of Boeing is also the chairman of Kraft and Philip Morris.
Now, anybody concerned about Burma? I was looking into some stories about Burma, and in Burma there is a place called the Jumping Cat Monastery, actually, where the monks have trained cats to jump through hoops, small hoops, just about as wide as the cat's body. And if you go on the internet, if you Google this, you can actually see evidence of this.
What about the Burmese mountain dog? A fabulous dog that is designed, that's bred to save people from mountains when they attack.
Here's actually a true story. An old housemate of mine had a stepfather who was so abusive that the way that he and his brother got saved from his abuse was they had this big dog, a Great Dane, who would actually get between the abusive stepfather and the children.
That's a pretty good story.
That's a true story. This guy is here today in one piece because of this dog that protected him.
A lot of people don't know this, but Jesus was a dog lover, and so was Buddha. And
Muhammad.
And Muhammad. They were all dog lovers.
I hear the sound of desperation.
Cats.
It's really more the stink of desperation if you're at the table, Dal.
4281393 is the number. If you love dogs, let's just forget about the whole cat thing right now. If you love dogs, call 4281393. We want to end the fun drive on the right note.
How can I end it if they don't stop calling?
Yes, come on in, cat lovers.
The truth is, before we went on the air, Dow was telling Mary Charlotte that her job was on the line, and if the dogs didn't win, then they were going to be bringing in Larry King to host the show in the morning.
I believe it was Terry Gross that they were going to bring
in. So, dog people, if you like Mary Charlotte.
Lovers to Peyton Lye.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Dog people are a lot easier to fool, luckily.
If dog lovers call in and dogs actually win this contest, I will recite my doggerel verse about my dogs. There is a promise that I will keep. 4281393. Dog lovers, if you want to hear the rhymes, it's a
nail
very good
rhyme. Nail in the coffin for the dogs.
We got to find a better deal to make. How about if
how about an autographed dogs, picture of Honey?
If dogs win, Anonymous and Dave will run naked through the streets of Santa Fe barking like dogs. So, dog people, if you want to see...
You do not want to see that.
Dave Stafford and Anonymous... running disrobed, barking like dogs through the streets of Santa Fe, you have to call in. They agreed to do this off the air.
4281393. Anonymous, what was the name of your old little gray cat?
My cat, she started off, she was a Persian cat, and her name was Aoi. Which
didn't you used to call
Japanese,
her?
And she was a Zen, she was a follower of Zen, but at some point in her life, when she was about three, she converted to Islam, and she was so serious in her studies, she became the Ayatollah Cole Kitty, actually. And she was a very liberal cleric, actually, and she basically was a practitioner of what we call ISBU, which is Islam and Buddhism. So it's kind of more Islamic, but a little bit corporation of some Zen in there.
I need to sneak in here again.
Yes.
Some thank yous. Monty Wood.
Thank
Robin
you.
Kuntz.
Thank you.
Karen Ford, in memory of Chica and Cody.
Oh.
And
those sound like dogs to me.
And in honor of Bailey and Buddy.
Those are dog names.
Those are dog names.
Thank
Tom and Elise,
much.
Thank you all very
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
And I have a peacemaker out there.
Oh, yeah?
I do.
Would they put 50-50? It's like those houses where, the husband votes Democrat and the wife votes Republican, and their votes, they cancel each other out.
Not so.
Go ahead.
Although that is the end result. Cats are ahead at the moment. However, Linda Durham has called, and Linda has made a pledge. The amount is open. It's the difference between the winner and the loser, so that dogs and cats end up even.
Aww.
You know, I have to say, Linda has always been a true animal advocate in this community. She does a lot of stuff behind the scenes for animals that not a lot of people know about.
Uh-oh.
And this is exactly the kind of thing. What?
Something's
What's
going
this?
On here.
Uh-oh.
Something is going on.
Who let
Who
the
are
dogs
all these people
out?
With instruments?
Oh, no.
We're surrounded by an orchestra.
It's the end of the pledge drive coming at us.
It's the first day of the rest of our lives, Dave.
It's the
You're
kitty
right,
superhero
Bill.
Brigade. I hear dogs.
KSFR's 2007 Fall Fun Drive is officially over. We've surpassed our goal of $100,000. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to each and every listener who helped make this fun drive a success and set another record done in just over 10 days. Special thanks to KSFR's on-air fun drive hosts, Richard Block, Sean Conlon, Luther Watts, Laurel Reynolds, Mary Lynn LeBlanc, Stacy Pearl, Daryl Lindbergh, John Greenspan, Mary Charlotte, Diego Mulligan, and B.C. Caldwell. To volunteer coordinator Cheryl Davis and her merry band of Pledge Phone volunteers, thanks. To Linda Highheel for her always invaluable behind-the-scenes administrative work. And to KSFR program hosts who showed their full commitment with outstanding performances these past 10 days. Thanks as well to Hutton Broadcasting for an additional contribution of $10,000 to support community radio. Our thanks, too, to Walter Burke Catering, the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Santa Fe, and the New Mexico Academy of Healing Arts for those wonderful therapeutic massages for volunteers. Most of all, we appreciate the continuing support of this generous community and look forward to serving you in the spirit of public radio for years to come. Thank you, and congratulations to all. All right!
Yay!
That's it! Most successful fun drive ever. Just a little over 10 days. Thanks to everybody. And now what?
I can't match that. Can you bring up the black button on that one, Dal? Can't match the big orchestral movement.
Yes, I know.
Are you warm? Are you on?
Hello.
There you go.
Laurel's warm now. Well, the gang is assembled here. I want to say thanks also to Walter Burke Catering for providing us with a celebratory cake this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stacy Pearl.
Stacy, right on it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a gorgeous cake that says KSFR rocks.
Oh.
And rolls and bumps and pledges and all the good
all
things.
That. All of that. I got to remember the dog and cat thing. My
oh, my God.
What a phenomenon. By the way, I've got a couple more of them to thank. Thank you, Julie Feldman, for your contribution. And thanks to the contributor on behalf of Riley and I'm not sure if it's Pegwin or Penguin. And, of course.
You're listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
I forgot this was your show. Welcome back.
Woof.
Hi, Mary Charlotte.
Hi.
Relegated to the doghouse.
So dogs and cats came out even. I mean, let's get back to the important stuff here.
Don't we get to find out who really won?
Yeah, yeah. Forget this.
We all really won. We're all winners on
That's
public
right.
It's
radio.
True. Everybody's a winner here on Santa Fe Public Radio.
It's a win situation. Because we know in our hearts that dogs are the best and that the real Burmese monastery is the licking dog Vipassana Buddhist Center.
What?
What?
Really, cats just are that. They're beyond everything. They're beyond good and evil. They're beyond any form of...
They're beyond understanding, I'll say that.
That's right. They're para-understanding.
428-1393. You don't have to call anymore. The fun drive is over. Thank you, Dal. Thank you, everybody in the control room. I'm going to do my outro now, so press the button.
Thank you,
You've been
Santa Fe.
Listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I want to thank our special cat advocates, Dave Stafford and Anonymous from the Gato Girls. I want to thank Bill Hutchison, who, when he has his shoes on, is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and he's with us here the first Wednesday of every month to talk about animals, especially the best ones. You can hear KSFR on the web, streaming live 24/7 at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're also podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want to listen, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to everybody in the KSFR volunteer room. Thanks to Laura Reynolds, Marilyn LeBlanc, Dal Dierman, and everybody else at KSFR for this, and all of our listeners for getting us through this wonderful KSFR fund drive. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte, and I just have one more thing to say. Woof!